Hi, this is Kit Bond speaking to you from our nation's capital. Welcome to this week's edition of Washington Ag Update. With me today are Danny Bannister with Missouri Farm Bureau and Brian Sowers with KMMO in Marshall. Yesterday, I joined in as a co-sponsor of the National Animal Identification System bill that mandates a voluntary program. My colleague Jim Talent, a member of the Senate Ag Committee and chairman of its subcommittee on marketing, introduced this legislation in response to concerns we've heard from numerous Missouri farmers and ranchers. The legislation would prohibit USDA from developing a mandatory national animal identification system and instead makes this system strictly voluntary. On the House side, our 8th District Congresswoman Joanne Emerson has companion legislation. The proposed Talent-Emerson bill even addresses privacy concerns that stem from the collection of registration information in a voluntary program by requiring the Secretary of Agriculture to protect information obtained as a part of this voluntary system. I look forward to working with Jim Talent on moving this legislation. Also, we're continuing to make progress, and as we speak, we're working on the long overdue Water Resources and Development Act, or WRDA. I'm still committed and intend to push for and reach a fair and equitable agreement with the House as soon as we can. Also, this week, Jim Talent and I both signed on as a sense of the Senate resolution in support of protecting and strengthening the abilities of farmers to join cooperative self-help efforts. The resolution is important in addition to other cooperative efforts for Missouri's ethanol and biodiesel industry, as many farmers are forming cooperatives to empower the Midwest to be part of our energy solution. Farmer-owned cooperatives help farmers improve income, manage risk, increase access to markets, and capitalize on new value-added agriculture. Let's begin the questions with Denny.
Senator, I know that you're one of the conferees as far as WRDA is concerned. I know you're also going to be leaving town here October 6th, I believe it is, and not be back until the lame duck session. Does this have to start all over again next year if it doesn't get through this session?
Well, regrettably, Danny, we're going to have to come back for a session after the election because we have, thanks to the filibusters that we've had in this body, we haven't been able to pass most of the appropriations bills, including the Treasury Transportation HUD or THUD bill that I am responsible for. So we will have to come back, and we intend to get WRDA done sometime this year if we can't get it done this week when we will leave probably Friday or Saturday. The filibusters, as I've said before, took up 5 full weeks on the Senate floor when the minority would not let us have a vote. Most people don't realize that under the Senate rules, unless the minority agrees, you cannot have a vote on a substantive issue. So that 5 full weeks have been filibustered, plus everything else that we have been able to get accomplished has been by having to get 60 votes to shut off filibuster and then waste another 30 hours talking about what we just did.
Senator, that's great news about a possible voluntary animal ID program, but it still comes back to the same question out here on the farm. Is there going to be funding for this? Who's going to fund this? And what's the overall cost going to be to implement something even voluntary?
Well, that's obviously that's a question. The Senate Appropriations Committee, on which I serve, has taken some action on this. The Appropriations Committee requested the Government Accountability Office, that's our audit arm, to review the steps taken by USDA towards establishing it and to get a handle on the impact, including the cost of such system, and then we will have to address that when we get the best information available.
Senator, back to WRDA, apparently you're leaving town a little earlier than I thought. Well, you really have your hands full. Do you see this getting through conference without any real problem?
It's always exciting when we have conferences. There are different views, and this is the same House committee with which we battled the highway bill. Unfortunately, I was not able to get the House to drop its bridge to nowhere, which I described as the Abu Ghraib of the highway bill, and it significantly misrepresented and mischaracterized the highway bill. Incidentally, I repealed that bridge to nowhere in my third appropriations bill, but we want to make sure that the projects in this bill are ones which meet the core guidelines. I think that's very important, and we're going to continue to work to see that that's done.
Senator, I realize this probably isn't right on the priority list at this point, but I've asked you before about the bill to ban horse slaughter, which most in the livestock sector agree is bad legislation. But on the other side, there's the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act on the other side, which maybe has some good things to it. How do you juggle both, and is there a quote, happy medium on either of these issues?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about these, and as I said, our work on major pieces of legislation, and I certainly understand people who have great, very strong feelings about it, but when we have appropriations bills backed up, long-term authorizations like WERDA, the detainee treatment, military commissions, terrorist surveillance thing, I really don't see the Senate being able to give the appropriate consideration to either or both of these pieces of legislation this year. There's a lot of farmers and ranchers in Missouri who are very much concerned about the horse slaughter as an infringement on producers' rights to manage livestock humanely and according to commonly accepted agricultural practices. So we're going to have to delay consideration of that to some future time.
On the other side, Senator, of the livestock issue, Senator Feinstein proposed legislation to impose tough penalties on animal rights activists convicted of making threats or committing violence against those using animals and research and so forth. Do you support her legislation?
You know, everybody thinks that we ought to make a federal crime out of many, many things that are wrong. But I'm a traditionalist, and I think that state laws should take care of these. If the conspiracy becomes an interstate conspiracy, and the FBI and others have to get in, that's a different thing. But most acts of violence by misguided groups like Friends of the Earth and sometimes PETA and others are, I think, appropriately handled by local law enforcement officials and local courts. That's what we have a federal system for. And my general feeling is that we've got all the federal crimes and punishments that our federal government can say grace over, and we don't need to add more.
Senator, I know you can't speak for the House. However, I do understand there is a push before recess to get an ag disaster aid bill through. Same level of urgency in the Senate?
Well, no, the urgency is in the Senate. We keep passing it. I'm pleased that Secretary Johans announced Missouri will receive almost $2.5 million to assist farmers and ranchers impacted by the drought. But we have passed continually significant agricultural disaster assistance. Senator Talent and I co-sponsored the 2005 Disaster Assistance Amendment, and we have some strong support in the Senate. We've passed it in the Senate before, but so far the House and the administration failed to recognize that there was more natural devastation than just the hurricanes on the Gulf Coast. Natural disasters in our part of the country and elsewhere created great financial hardship, which is why Jim and I will continue to fight for a disaster supplement that is comprehensive and national in scope.
Senator, some new legislation was introduced to deal with eminent domain at the federal level in the Senate to prevent federal agencies from using eminent domain for private economic development purposes. You see any hopes for this?
Again, backed up behind a whole bunch of other priorities. You may remember that in the bill that I chair, the THUD bill, which has transportation projects, economic development initiatives to help cities, I have included in the last year's mark and will again this year a prohibition of using any federal funds where eminent domain has been exercised for private purposes. And, of course, with, I think, what I understand is a very good bill that Representative Steve Hobbs of Mexico and others worked on in the state. I believe that we have good state legislation. Well, thank you very much, Denny and Brian. This has been Kit Bond reporting to you from the U.S. Senate. Please join us again the next time we're back in session for another edition of Washington Ag Update.